We're continuing a study of the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 11, verse 25 through 27. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. The Battle of Actium is one of the most important naval battles of all time, because that battle solidified the power of the Roman Empire under Augustus Caesar. If you remember from our previous studies in Daniel 11, by the time we come down to this passage, the prophecy is backing up through history and giving extended details on the rise of Rome, because Rome is such a critical player in the development of history all the way from the ancient world down to the second coming of Christ. And if you remember, the Roman Empire had been protecting the nation of Egypt, the king of the south. They were protecting them against attacks from Syria, the king of the north. And in the process, the Egyptian kingdom got a little big for its britches and began to think of itself as the master of the ancient world, completely forgetting how the Romans allowed them to rise to power. At the Battle of Actium, the Romans were quick to put the Egyptians back in their place. On September 2nd, 31 BC, the naval forces of Octavian, who later became Caesar Augustus, they clashed with the forces of Mark Antony and Cleopatra off the Greek coast near the Roman colony of Actium. And just as the prophecy described, the king of the south had the much bigger army. Mark Antony had 500 ships, about twice as many as Octavius. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough. You see, one of the problems with having more ships is somehow you've got to staff them. So the Egyptian ships were woefully undermanned. And just before the Roman fleet arrived at the scene of the battle, a terrible outbreak of malaria made the forces of Antony really weak and sick. On top of that, one of Mark Antony's key generals, a guy by the name of Quintus Dellius, well, he defected to the Romans and brought the Egyptian playbook. And that meant that the Romans were able, in the words of Daniel, to devise devices against Mark Antony. That battle went so badly for Egypt that Cleopatra's ships gave up and retreated before they even saw action. And Antony's ships panicked and fled when they realized that the Romans knew their strategy in advance. At the end of the battle, a sizable portion of Antony's men had deserted him, and when he heard a rumor that Cleopatra had been captured, he committed suicide. The Romans became the undisputed masters of the world and went on to play a massive role in the fulfillment of prophecy. And that, of course, underlines a very important concept. The book of Daniel already existed when the Battle of Actium took place. And if somebody had been a believer, if somebody had been astute enough to check, they could have known in advance what was going to happen. Octavius and Antony were actually related. They were brothers-in-law. So the Bible describes them as sitting at one table, lying to each other about their intentions. But theoretically, both of them could have known what was going to happen. And likewise, when you're making plans for your life, it'd be a good idea to check out whether or not your plans are cutting across the map of history outlined in the pages of the Bible. Not only would it save you a world of heartache and defeat, it would also give you a better way to live.